This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. The Taliban claimed victory over opposition forces in the Panjshir Valley, northeast of Kabul, on Monday. The Taliban declaring that they had completed their takeover of Afghanistan and promising to announce a new government soon. Pictures on social media showed Taliban members standing in front of the gate of the Panjshir Provincial Governor's compound after fighting over the weekend with the National Resistance Front of Afghanistan. The NRFA is commanded by leader Ahmad Massoud. Massoud remained defiant and did not concede defeat. He said via Twitter, "We are in Panjshir and our resistance will continue." His exact whereabouts were unclear. He also said he was safe, but gave no details. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan to hike taxes to fund social care is leaving some lawmakers furious. His own lawmakers fear such a clear violation of his election promises shows he is happy to oversee a sweeping expansion of state. The prime minister is now addressing Britain's creaking social care system after the fiscal splurge on the COVID-19 pandemic. Johnson wants to raise the national insurance tax paid by working people to subsidize care for pensioners, including wealthy retirees, according to British media. Members of the Guinea military staged an apparent coup Sunday. They declared on national television they had arrested President Alpha Condé, dissolved the country's constitution, and sealed land and air borders. The junta later announced a nationwide curfew, according to AFP reporting. You can read this full story and others on voanews.com. Go there for the latest. This is VOA News. Qatar has sent a plane carrying food and medical goods to Kabul, part of an effort to provide badly needed supplies to Afghanistan as the nation faces a halt in most Western aid. Qatar's foreign ministry said the plane had landed at Kabul airport on Sunday with 26 tons of aid, the second such shipment in as many days. The aid flew via a Qatar Airways Boeing to the airport, which now is in the Taliban's hands after being the base of an historic airlift by the U.S. and coalition nations following the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan. The tiny Gulf state of Qatar has taken an outsized role in evacuation efforts as U.S. forces completed their withdrawal from the country last week. Somalia's prime minister suspended the intelligence chief on Monday. The move prompted a public rebuke of the president and highlighted growing divisions at the heart of the political elite. Analysts say the suspension was triggered by a dispute over investigations into an unsolved murder. Analysts also pointed to a deeper power struggle that could further destabilize a country already riven by militant attacks and clan rivalries. Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roble said he had told Fahad Yassin to step aside for failing to deliver a report on the murder of one of the agency's agents. Soon after, President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed issued his own statement, calling the prime minister's move unconstitutional. Somalia's police chief called an emergency security meeting on Monday. Officers told Reuters on condition of anonymity without going into further details. A court in Belarus sentenced two leading opposition activists to lengthy prison terms Monday. It's the latest move in a relentless crackdown Belarusian authorities have unleashed on dissent in the wake of last year's anti-government protests. Maria Kolesnikova, a top member of the Opposition Coordination Council, has been in custody since her arrest last September. A court in Minsk found her guilty of conspiring to seize power, creating an extremist organization, and calling for actions damaging the state security, and sentenced her to 11 years in prison. Lawyer Maxim Zanak, another leading member of the Coordination Council who faced the same charges, was sentenced to 10 years in prison. Kolesnikova and Zanak stood trial behind closed doors with their families only allowed to be present. We have more on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.